Soita, Perek Beis, Mishneh Hey. Now it's interesting that we just learned the last two Mishnayos about the Ksivas HaMegillah, but when you open up the Parsha, and the Torah says in Pasuk Chaval Vishbiya, Akoyin Se'isha B'Shvuah Sa'olah, so he's Mashbiya her. And then the Pasuk says V'Amra Tupsukim, then the Pasuk says V'Amra Isha Amen Amen. And then the Pasuk says, V'kosav sa'olah sa'ilu ha'koyim ba'seifu mocha al-mei amorim. And we just read in the Mishnah Yisfaket, we read the dinim, the protim of V'kosav sa'olah sa'ilu ha'koyim ba'seifu before we're going to learn about the Pasuk of what's the V'hishbi ha'koyim za'isha and on what does she say, amen, amen. Okay? The Rishani point this out, it's a chiddush, that the Mishnah is written in the Seder Hafuch from the Pesukim. Again, the Kohen is Mashbia. On what is she answering Amen Amen, which is the Lashon always, all over, whenever a person says Amen on a Shavua, he's part of the Shavua. You learn Pek Shavua, so Eidus and Shavuas. When a person is Mashbia, somebody else, if you know Eidus, you should have to come to Bezin. And the person says Amen, so he's part of that Shavua, and he's considered violating the Shavua if it wasn't true. And where did he make a shvuah? He didn't say the shvuah. He said, Amen. That's considered being with starve to the shvuah. Amayu emeris omen omen. Omen al ho'olo, omen al ha'shvuah. The Pasuk says it that way. V'yishbi oisa ha'koin, v'omer lo'ishim lo'y shokav. He speaks out of not. V'ad ki sotis. I'm sorry. V'yishbi ha'koin, eso isha b'shvuah sa'olo. Shvuah sa'ola, l'cha, it's two different things. A shvuah is a shvuah, and an Allah is a klolo. Yitin Hashem oisach l'olo l'shvuah b'soich hameich. And then the end of the punishment that's written, Pasuk Chav Beis, v'amra isha amin amin. So it's amin ala olo, amin ala shvuah, that's why it says double lashon. That's why she says a double lashon. It's amin ala olo, v'amin ala shvuah, the way the Briskirov explains it very beautifully in the end of Chidush Moran Riz HaLevi al Rambam, page Pei Aleph, is he explains that an olo is the ramifications of what she did. Olo is the klolo, which means the punishment that's going to happen to her. That's not her. That punishment is she's punished, kiviyochel, the rebbeinu, of course, but ayidei the koyin that feeds her the water. So that when she says Amin Allah, she's accepting the punishment if she's taka guilty. Shvuah is more than that. It's a dinnei sefes. The shvuah is always that a person's over on a shvuah and they make the shvuah themselves. It's just if a person hears, like we pointed out from the sugya shvuah says, if a person hears a shvuah mipi acher and he says Amin, the Amin is ki'ilu hoitzi atzmoi hashvuah mipiv. It's a dinnei sef and amiras hashvuah. That's not the din of an Allah. Allah is an acceptance. A shvuah is ki'ilu oina achrov. It's ki'ilu you said it. So that's why there's two bazunder dinim. There's a din of amin al ha'olo, acceptance, amin al ha'shvuah, to be called a nishbas. Now the Mishnah says something else. A mechudish digadin. Amin mi'ish zeh, amin mi'ish acher. A husband doesn't have a right to be mashke his wife, mei soita. Stam is choshesh she was mezana with somebody. It has to be with a parsha, where there was a kinui with two edim, and then there was a yichud with that person, and she's taking the Beis HaMikdash, and he's mashke her on the suffix nos from that person. See, dosh teit a chiddush that once there's already a suffix bifoneinu, and it's mechayiv, he has a right to be mashbiah her, the kohen is mashbiah, and she says amen, she's mechuyiv to take a shvuah, that she wasn't mizana with that person, then already he could be what's Beloshna Mishnah called, he could be megalgal, he could kilu add on a shvu mi'ishacher. He can't be mashbia, stam a person, but once he's mashbia with one person, he could add on a different person. And this, Rabbi Yisai, is a makor, is a base av, that the Gemara learns out to the famous din of Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua means that a person could only be Mechayiv. We're talking about, not forget about Tzoyte for a second. In Bezin, could only be Mechayiv on a Pekodoin. If there was Vadai, there was a Pekodoin, then it was lost. So there's lost. What happened to the Pekodoin? He could be Meshbia. He could be Meshbia on a Moide B'miktas. He could be Meshbia when there's an Erechor on the claim. There are certain things that can't be Meshbia. Karka, Vodim, other things that there's no Din Shvua. Once there's an existing din shvua on A, any teveya could be mashbia on something which does not necessarily, not normally have a din of shvua. Why? Mitzad the din of gilgul shvua. Once there's a dror d'mamoina, there's already a suffix in the tviya on object A, then he can be mashbia on object B. The Gemara learns it out from here. Doshtet gilgul shvua. Amen mi'eshachem. Now, the Biskarov, the above-mentioned shtickle, just points out that this is not, be'etzim, the two amins are not on this. The two amins are like we just explained before, one on the Ola, the acceptance of the Kalola, and one on the Shvua to be called an Oina Achrov. This din Gilgul is Zaitik, which is why the Rambam doesn't bring it down, be'etzim din of the two amins. The Rambam just says he has a right to be Megalgul Aide Achid. The Gemara is learning that out, that's exactly cause. Amen Shaloi Satisi Arusu Nesua V'Shemes Yovam Uknusa. He has a right to fanem, to include all different stodim of when she could have been mezana. Now, a little explanation is in order over here. Arusa and Nesua are both equal opportunity znus with an Eish Hasish that she becomes Nesu Abayla. However, because there's a cause of the whole parasha of being Mashke Meisoita, the Torah calls Ashetiste Isho Tachas Isho, when she's living together with her husband. So even though an Arusa has the same din as in the Suah, not only that, Narusa can be chayv skilo. A naira merosa that's mezana is chayv skilo, bevei sovio, not only chenek, like a regular ishish. However, legabi the din of parsha soit, it has to be that she's under the jurisdiction of the husband. He warned her, and he takes her to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's the one who's empowered to test her with the water. Tachas isha. So mela, the din of arusa is not in the etzim din of soit, it's only aide gilgul. There's another chiddush involved over here. Knusa means she's regular married after Yibum. Maybe the Mishnah has to say it would be a havmina since he didn't marry her, so Znus is not as bad. No. Yavama, we've seen many times that a Yavama, once the Yavam is Baleh, she's Nasas Kishle L'choldover. She's a regular Ishazish, this is Din Soita. Shemeres Yavam is certainly only Chayve Lavin. If a woman is Niveles, when she's still skukal to her Yuvoma, and she was Niveles to somebody else, she's definitely even a lovely C.H. Zameh Sachutza, but it's only Chayve Lavin, so there's no Pasha of Soita there, it's not his wife, it's just her Imid Leo is his wife, skukal. Afilohochi, Aide Gilgul Shvua, he could be Meir on that. Now, what would be if a woman Taka is Mizana when she's a skukal even, she's a Shemeres Yuvoma? Does she become a surah to the Yavam? That's a whole sugya in Yavamis. Daf Tzadik Zayin, Daf Tzadik Ches. And it's not so pashut. The Rav brings down that this Mishnah is the Rebbe Kivahi. The Omer Shemeres Yavam Erva. And it's not Lalocha. Shemeres Yavam Shezintzim Uteres LeYavam. Lefika Chenim Asno Leom Zintzim Shemeres Yavam. Because the ramifications are not Isha LeBailish. Doesn't have a din of a soitish. It's ever a lav. Because she violated that she's waiting for Yibam, but there's no ramifications of it. Omen shalo nitmesi. She says omen, she's mekabel on herself. This is the shvua. Shalo nitmesi. She's making a shvua that she was not mezana. V'im nitmesi, this is the olo, the way we explained it before. The rab points it out. This is the kabbalah's olo. Yavoyu bi, I should be punished. Remei oimer. Omen shalo nitmesi. Omen shalo etomei. This is a chiddush. She's being affirming that she wasn't mizana, since she was suspect, Rameo says a chiddush that he could be mashbia her that she won't be mizana. It's interesting. What type of shvua is there that she won't be mizana? She can't be mizana anyways. Beloshna Rishonim lechayr it's a nishba lekaimis hamitzvah. Not a shvua. A person is nishba that they're not gonna be mechal Shabbos. The shvua is not chal. So the Achronim are gemutched by this kasha. It's not the regular shvua. Mishnah Vov. Mishnah continues the discussion of the Omein with the Tosefes Omein, which is the Din Gilgul Shvua. Hakol Shom, and everybody agrees, She'eni Masni Ima Lo Al Kodem Shetisoris. There's no mokim for him to be mashbia her if she was mezana. If you could call that before the Erison, what's Nus before Erison? She's a Pnuya. So maybe it's improper behavior. The Rambam even holds that a Pnuya that's Neveles without Kedushin, there's a Lavla, see a Kedesha. But it's not Znus. There's no Isser. Nothing's Chal in her. It's not even Pashut, by the way. When you learn Yevamis, there's a Tanur Blazer that holds that could be called enough of a Znus that she'll become Asur. She has a din of a Zoyner to become Asur Lekoin. We paskin not that way. We paskin the Zoyner is only a woman who is Nivellus to somebody who she's Asur Aloy. But if she's Mizana, if she's Nivellus to a Ishk Kosher, so she doesn't become Asur Lekoin. So Avada, there's no mokum for it, which is why the Mishnah says, HaKol Shom She'en Mas Ne'im Aloy Al Koinim Shetzesoros. V'loy Me'acha Shetizgarish, again, it's improper behavior, but there's no mokum for such a Shua. Nister Ola'acher V'nitmeis, what's if a woman who was married, Reuven married Leah, Reuven was Megarish Leah, after that she was Nivellus, Lomazong she was Nivellus to Shimon. She wasn't married to Shimon. She was Nivellus to Shimon. And then Reuven wanted to take her back. Reuven could marry her. There is a parasha in the Torah in Parashas Kisetze. In the parasha of Gerushin, the Torah says that if Reuven is Megarish her, and then she's married to Shimon, now there's an Issa for Reuven if she's then divorced from Shimon. Reuven can't take her back. There's no rebound that Baal number one, after she got married to somebody else, and he either died or he was Megasher, she could go back to husband number one. Achre Asher Utamo, the Torah Asid B'chai Ve'lavin, the din of Machzir Grushosoi. But a Machzir Grushosoi that wasn't married to somebody else, even if she was Nivellus to somebody else, she's not Asuraloi. So therefore, he can't be Mashbir, that even after I'm Megasher, you won't be Nivellus to somebody else. There's no ramifications on that of being Asuralabel, it's not a Soita. The Mishnah speaks it out. Zeh haklal. Kol shetiboil v'lehoisa asura le any relationship where be'ila, as improper as it might be, but it won't aser her up midin soita loy hoyamasne imay. That's not b'chlal the Gilgul Shvuah. Now, when the Mishnah says zeh haklal, there's something inclusive. So the Gemara speaks out over here, the Mefarshim bring it, Taisyamti, Tfes Yisrael, the whole Sugi and Daf Yudches, that there is one case mechudish where he could be megalgal, and that is, Reuven was married to Leah, and then he was megarish her, and now he took her back. She wasn't married to anybody else. He can't be mashker for when she was a pnuya. He can't be mashbir for when she was a pnuya, but he could be mashker for a znus that happened in the previous marriage, even though it's not this issues. It's a different issues. He married her in 2020, and then he married her again in 2024. It's a different issue, but it's the same relationship, so he could be mashkir. The same is true, and this is even more of a chiddush, if Reuven was married to Leah, Reuven died, Shimon was miyabim her. Shimon could be mashkir, if she became a soita, Shimon could be mashkir and mashbir her, that she wasn't mizana with Reuven as well. Wasn't Mizana with her original husband, and the punishment will be chal on her after she drinks it. She was makabel on herself that she wasn't Mizana, not with Shimon, her second husband, her Yavam, her former brother-in-law, as well as the brother-in-law. Why? L'chur, it's a different person, different marriage, different rishus. The answer might be something that we've learned in Mesechus Yevamos and Mesechus Ksubis, that the Yibum is not an independent marriage. The Yibum is a hemshech of the first marriage. So the same way one person who was married twice to a woman, even though it's two marriages, but it's one relationship. It's one relationship between Reuven and Leah. So it might be two marriages, but it's a hemshech. The issues, it has a kesher between the two husbands, but one relationship, one mitzius of issues. So Mele, he can be mashka as well.